Now, we're about to see Daniel O'Donnell and Majella O'Donnell as we've never seen them before. Well, how's that now? Well, they've embarked upon a TV series which will see them going around the bed and breakfasts of Ireland. Daniel, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Yeah, in good form.
Did you get over Friday night?
Yes, yes. We had a great time. It was a great night altogether, and we enjoyed it immensely. And it was good fun.
Good crack. Yeah. You were in the audience for the whole show.
I was in the audience, yeah, and enjoyed all the dancing. And it was a lovely night, I have to say, from beginning to end. And nice to be there to see the tribute to Billy Herlihy.
That was lovely.
Yeah, great loss to Ireland, and I suppose, you know, being that he retired so recently and you know, he had such a good contribution to sport in Ireland, everybody knew him. So, all in all, it was a great night, I have to say.
You see, but I want to know, did you get one that everyone gets in the audience?
I did, the first time ever. I was out there, I was the first in the queue.
For the flight. It was good crack. Now, what's this about you touring Ireland, going around bed and breakfasts?
Well, it was an idea we had, you know. We were talking to somebody and we said, well, it'd be nice to do a show going around Ireland, showing people, you know, the different parts of Ireland and places to stay. And then we talked a bit more about it in the idea of doing a bed and breakfast tour. And I suppose it's nothing new for me, because in my early days when we did the dances, it's different with the concerts, because you can, you know, you're kind of coming home nearly after every concert because they're early. But the dances we used to, maybe if we're down in Cork or Kerry for the weekend, we would stay somewhere or in the West, you know. So you're, you know, or I was used to staying in different B&Bs. We had, you know, certain ones that we stayed in different places. So I suppose it's showing Ireland. What we're doing is we're doing a tour around Ireland. We're as if we came in and started and did a full circle and stay in B&Bs, maybe more out-of-the-way places than what people normally stay in. It mightn't be just in the tourist areas. Now, some may be, but we kind of said to them that we would like to look at places that are not on the map, so to speak, you know, from a publicity point of view. And we're looking forward to it. I kind of just seen it as a travel show, or saw it as a travel show. And then somebody said to me when they heard about it, oh, here you're doing a reality show.
Yeah.
And I said, what kind of show am I doing, reality show? And I said, you're going around B&Bs, you and Majella. And I suppose in a way it will be like that, because apparently we'll have to have a camera in the car, you know, as we're travelling and, you know, talking about different places or whatever. So maybe it is a wee bit of reality. But I think we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
And it should be good fun. And we'll show, I mean, it's a six half-hour series, you know, and we're staying in two places in each week on the television. And we're doing it over a two-week period. So it is really like you're starting and you go around Ireland in just less than 2 weeks.
And do they know you're coming?
Well, they will know, apparently. The production team now, the people that took on the show, I said it to the manager, and he went to a production company and they thought it was a great idea. And then they went to the TV stations, and UTV were very excited, or, you know, about it, or to, you know, to put it on the station. So that's who's airing this, fish, UTV Ireland, that is. So I hope it'll sure, you can only do it and see what it's like. It's an idea we had, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, sure, we'll never speak about it again.
Well, it'll be good crack, I'd say.
But we hope that we'll get it on American television as well, you know, and it'll you know, give people a chance to see, as well as the people at home, to see what you can do at home in Ireland, just to people in America that maybe, I don't know if B&B is a big thing in America, I'm not sure. Maybe I just don't know America well enough, but certainly the B&B trade, as well as the hotel trade, has always been a big part of Irish tourism and the way people see Ireland, but just to let that side of things go out and, you know, see the characters and, you know, we'll meet the people in the house and hopefully they'll be able to direct us on things to do in the area, be it go for a night out to a pub or to do something, other activity, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love B&Bs, actually. I think B&Bs are great because you get that personal thing and they know where everything is and...
You do. You get a homely thing, and you know it's very good. Anywhere ever I stayed, you know, it wasn't just your bed and breakfast. You'd be getting whatever was going in the house. You know, you'd be as fat as a fool.
Mind you, I stayed in a B&B in England once, and the guy when I was signing in asked me where I was from, and I said Derry, and he said, "I hope you haven't brought a bomb with you." So,
oh my God.
Hopefully well, not that
experience. That was then and this is now. Yeah. Thanks be to God.
Might ask if you're a teapot with you. you're easy pleased, aren't you? Like I heard before, you don't look for any big feasts or anything.
No. Sure, we're just, you know, just whatever's going, I suppose, with bed and breakfast. That's what it is, bed and breakfast, and off we go to the next place, you know. But it's not at all like, you know, seeing how good or what's wrong with some places, just showing Ireland in the best way we can and, you know, having a bit of fun along the way.
Now, Magella's apparently quoted as saying that she can't wait for the public to see another side to you. What side's that?
I imagine that. Mm. I suppose maybe a lot of people that wouldn't know me, I suppose Magella thinks I'm great crack. Yeah. Maybe that...
She says you're flighty.
Oh, there you are now.
And she says, "This, by the way, this is from the Mirror today." Okay. Says that
you're everything you read in the paper.
Sometimes I get flighty, and Daniel. Oh no, she gets flighty.
Oh, sure.
Sorry,
that'll be more like it.
Sorry, and you bring her down, and then it works the other way too.
I know. Yeah, we're a good team, I suppose.
It'll be funny then.
I have to pull her back. You know, she's getting too. Magella sometimes speaks before she thinks, you know, and I'm the kind that thinks before I speak, so it works well, you know.
It's a bit late when it's on camera, mind you. It's going to be good fun. Yeah. Now, you were supposed to be sort of retired for a year.
Well, we are. I mean, when I took the time off, I said to Sean, Sean actually has just retired, you know, Sean Reddy, my manager. Wow. Has taken over now, but I said to Sean, if things come up, you know, that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm travelling all the time, if it's just a kind of a stationary thing, and in this case, you know, obviously Magella and I are going around together, or there's a few TV things, I'm doing Opry and Ewer as well, and again, that's only a couple of days, just television, I said I would do some television, and quite a few things have come up that's given me an opportunity to do that, and I did a bit of recording. But no touring away all over the world, so to speak.
Are you missing that or not?
Well, I mean, I got to sing at the Relay for Life on Sunday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sang a bit at the Rotary dinner in Letterkenny.
The week before,
thanks
yeah.
to Ina and everybody at Rotary for honouring Magella and myself. It was a great night, and we were very, very humbled, I suppose, by the honour. We just don't expect these things, but it was lovely. And so I'm singing, you know, and it's not necessarily where I sing. It's just the thing of singing, wherever it might be, as long as somebody listens to me.
But you know, whenever... So,
and then we had the concert in Dunloe, which I must say to all
massive,
the people
yeah.
who came out yeah. to it, we had a great day, albeit that it was a shocking day weather-wise, but I suppose that's what we've had this last while. Although it's supposed to improve.
It's
a bit better today there.
It's going to get nice now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so I have done a bit of singing, you know, even though I'm not out and about.
Do you miss, though, you know that sort of getting to the... SECC or wherever, some big venue with thousands of people and you're getting ready for a tour in America or whatever. And, I mean, there can be nothing like that, you know, the preparation for it and the hearing the
crowd. No, there is an enjoyment in that, but ultimately the enjoyment is in singing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got as much out of singing on Sunday at Relay for Life as I would if there was if we were in the Royal Albert Hall, you know. So it really is not important where the venue is, as opposed to the whole thing of just getting out there and singing a few songs.
So,
and for the Opry and Ewer, there's always something new too. I suppose the Irish is something that I'm trying to learn as best I can. Even though I would have a wee grounding in Irish, I'm not by any means fluent. So Dermot Ní Chuan and Sally Diver is very, very helpful to me, and they, you know, sort of tutor me along the way on how to approach things. So this year I put forward the proposal that if they wanted, I would try and sing in Irish. And we came up with the idea, or I said to them, do you think we could translate songs that have been popular for me into Irish, or write an Irish version of them, be it direct translation or, you know, a bit of a variation. So they've done that. And in each show of the Opry and Ewer, I'm going to sing, you know, I Need You, I Want to Dance With You, Take Good Care of Our House as a Home, Stand Beside Me, songs like that in Irish. So it'll be interesting to do that. So I suppose even though I'm off, I'm still kind of enjoying doing different things.
Well, you see, you knew as soon as your voice would be heard that your girlfriend would be ringing in, and she wants to say...
I was talking to her on Sunday on the phone.
Right.
She was away with the younger fellas in Bundoran. I think maybe she's getting on to the younger lads now, you know.
Good off you. You're not gone long. Missing... No, she says, big hello and hurry home because we're missing you.
She's one in a million. Anyway, I hope she's doing well. I sure she had a great time in Bundoran. And I know I talk to her every so often. And I must say hello to Mimi Ward, too. Mimi from the Glen. I've seen her up. I was about to see her. I travelled out to Letterkenny on Sunday, and I saw her, and she was up in St. Joseph's. Hopefully by now she's back in Dundalk. That was what she was telling me, that she was getting back to Dunlow Hospital. So hope she's feeling well. And Joey as well, Joey, my nephew. Hope Joey's doing well. Bosco got the pension last week.
Oh.
My brother. So hit the pension age. I hope he'll probably kill me now for telling that. So he'll get the free pass next year.
Is that next year, is it?
I think you have to wait a year after the pension to get the pass. I didn't know that.
Oh. I bet you can't wait for that, can you, all that travelling then?
I'll be doing the tours for free then. I'll be going around the country.
On a bus. Daniel, he was fantastic at Relay for Life, and he lifted my spirits so much, the caller says.
It was a lovely day. Now, obviously, the weather this year hit them hard. But, you know, to be there among so many inspirational people who have, you know, challenged cancer and survived, and some of them still going through their treatment, it's quite, you know, amazing to be among these people. And, you know, when myself and Mark Roberts, when we wrote I'll See This Journey Through, certainly Magella and myself never thought that it would be our story or her story, and I suppose from the carer point of view, my story as well, less than 2 years later. So you never know what's ahead of you, but they do great work, and, you know, to raise money for, obviously, for treatment or for research, which is very important too. I suppose it's important that some money goes to research too, because without research, they will never find cures for all of the various types of cancer that hit different people. So well done to everybody that was there, and to the organisers. It's tremendous. And so many singers came out. It really does make the day when there's people singing and there's a great atmosphere. So it was powerful to be there.
Yeah.
And to be with Magella, you know, and her so well, it's fantastic.
Yeah. And of course she's got her own charity now, and I know money from Friday went to that, didn't it?
That's right. The Donegal Mind Wellness is something that she has taken to her heart. She was talking to them, the people, you know, in the HSE before she got sick with the cancer, and of course then she had to put everything on hold. But even though she, you know, gets involved in cancer fundraising, she did the Late Late Show for the ARC, Cancer Support Centres in Dublin. on Friday night. Her greatest focus is the Donegal Mind Wellness, and just trying to, I suppose, normalise the whole thing of people having mental issues, you know, and that it's something that, and it is more and more something that people feel comfortable about talking about. But it's not easy, I suppose, for some to come out and say what's wrong with them, and certainly to look for help. So I suppose from Magella's point of view, what she wants to try and do is let people know that there's great help. Mm. And, you know, when I can't even imagine, Sean, what it's like to have depression. I can only observe Magella when she has a bout, and thankfully, you know, she's does very well. But every so often she has periods where she just goes down, and she absolutely can't do a thing. Even for me to ask her, does she want tea? She almost can't answer yes or no. And it's very hard to comprehend that when you don't know what it's like to be in that situation. So,
well, just before you say any more, I mean, Magella, you watch what you say, because sometimes you speak before thinking, there. Apparently. Hello, Magella.
Hi there. I'm sitting outside the Beacon Hospital. I just had my checkup there and everything's grand, but I knew Daniel was going to be phoning in, so I heard him talking, and I thought he was talking about me.
He was?
His girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And she's one in a million, and all this.
I forgot to
say. Girlfriend.
Huh? Yeah. She's one in a million. I thought, oh, isn't that lovely? I better tell him how great. And then I realised it was Maya Rua he was talking about.
No, he thinks you're all right too, apparently, as well. But he did say, you missed this bit, he said, you sometimes speak before thinking.
Oh, I heard it. You're right. Yeah. And you said, well, once it's on camera, it's kind of difficult to take back. But,
yes.
Sean, let me tell you, I'll be involved in the editing in a big way.
Bet you will.
We need to do is a live show, and then she'll the cat will be among the pictures.
Oh my God! I don't think I could do that.
Putting in the Big Brother house together.
Wondering, Sean, how both of us are on different phones. I actually came out to Tenerife. We had a few things to do with.
Are you in Tenerife now?
I'm out here now, and Magella's mother's coming back with me. And believe it or not, I was out washing the floor outside on the balcony.
That's the man for you.
Out with the mop and the bucket. If you've seen me, that's a good job we're not on television, because I'm a sorry-looking sight.
Oh, go on, send us a picture. Magella, good. I'm glad to hear you've got good results there.
Oh, yeah. They do regular checkups, you know, so I'm a bit of laryngitis at the moment. But no, it was just checking in and everything's grand, thank God, yeah.
Thank God. And the dancing.
Yeah. Well, you can tell yourself now about the Mind Wellness, because I was trying to...
Yeah.
You were doing a fabulous job, Daniel.
What it means to you and everything, so I was just sort of going on, so you can...
Yeah.
You can tell yourself. But, I mean, it's fantastic, and people are becoming aware of it, not just in Donegal, but everywhere we go. When we were in Tipperary, and she got a... Oh, there's another phone ringing, but I'll turn it off. She got a message or a mayoral reception down there. I'll boost her own thing now in her own county. And... you know, they were aware and talked about it, and, you know, we were at the award show and they give a donation. So it's fantastic, really, that, you know, people see the benefit of these organisations.
Mm. And Magella, Daniel was just saying there that, you know, sometimes you couldn't even answer the question if you want. You've talked to me about this before, obviously, but for Daniel saying it here today, that, you know, even asking you if you wanted a cup of tea would be a big question.
Yeah, just making a decision about anything.
Yeah.
When I'm down like that, I can't even make a decision about, oh God, do I want it or don't I? You know, like, put it in front of me. If I drink it, I will, and if I don't, I don't. You know, it's ridiculous. You're incapacitated, I suppose. But thankfully now it doesn't happen too often.
Yeah.
I suppose what we need to say is too, in Magella's case, that the medication is fantastic, and that's what I would be trying to say to people that's struggling, and I'm sure Magella would say the same. They really should go to a doctor and start the procedure of getting that help and getting on medication, because it really is, if you had something wrong with you in any other part of your body, be your heart, your blood pressure, a tablet will generally sort blood pressure out, or diabetes, or whatever it might be. And it's the very same for mental health. You know, most times they can figure it out, and the medication helps Magella tremendously.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it doesn't. It's not for everybody, and obviously, some people's cases are much more complicated than mine. But it's certainly worth trying. That's for sure.
Yeah. And are you jealous you're not in Tenerife, like, at the moment? Because the sunshine would help, surely.
Do you know, I had the choice, to be honest with you, to go. But I just... we're only back 2 weeks, and we've had a hectic 2 weeks. And would you believe it or not, John, the thoughts of getting up and going and flights and everything again, I just thought,
No,
I haven't got the energy. I want to stay at home. And I'm not a huge sun lover. You know, obviously, I don't like when it's pouring with rain, but I'm in Dublin now at the moment, and it's fine. It's dry, and that suits me fine. So, no, I have a few things anyway that I need to get on with here while he's over there, and he's bringing Mum back. So, I don't envy him at the moment.
We're thinking about selling our house here, so I've just come out to deal with estate agents and, you know, that kind of thing. So, there's always something to be done.
So, where are you going to go?
Oh, we don't know yet. We're always on the move.
You're going on a cruise, aren't you, anyway? A big cruise.
We are.
Listen, it's lovely talking to you. I could chat all day. And Magella, thanks very much for ringing in. Glad to know you're even hearing us in Dublin. That's great. And you look after yourself. And well done on the dancing. And you raise a lot of money, even though the mic come off and hit you on the head. And look forward to this TV series with the two of you. Really look forward to that.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to everybody in Donegal for the great day at Relay for Life, and keep those days going every year.